Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I've thought about this in John 11. I preached on it this morning. I dealt with some of it, and I'll give you another little thought out of it tonight. I probably won't be long at all. I got a lot wrote down, but I don't have a lot wrote down. I got a lot in my mind. But Mary and Martha, and Martha here, really, I've really looked at a lot on Martha in this and thought a lot about Martha. And this morning as we was looking, you can just stay seated because I'm just going to jump around in these verses. This morning when we was looking, we looked at a sickness. Lazarus was sick, and we dealt with how that sickness come because of sin. Not necessarily that Lazarus had been living in sin, but because sin is in the world, that's where sickness comes from today. We looked at that sickness. We looked at that sending. They sent to get Jesus. They sent somebody to get a hold of. They knew where help could come from. There was that sending to Jesus. But then there was a setback because Jesus stayed 2 days. He didn't come immediately. Matter of fact, we know by the time he gets there, it's been 4 days. Then we looked at that stepping Jesus did. After 2 days, he said in verse 7, let us go into Judea again. He began in their direction. And that's kindly where we left off at this morning. And how many times does it seem that we are having a sickness or in a storm and we've sent for Jesus and we've asked Jesus to come and it seems that he's nowhere around. There's a setback. It seems that he's not answering us. But just remember, he may be stepping in your direction. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. So just hold on a little longer because help is on the way. And Jesus goes to where they're at. And whenever he gets to where they're at, you'll find that Martha ends up approaching him first. Matter of fact, in verse number 19, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she had heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, and Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. She makes this statement to him, Lord, if you had have just been here, if you would have just been here, then my brother would not have died. Now, I began to think about Martha and the statement. We know Mary makes the exact same statement when she sees Jesus just a few verses over. But Martha makes this statement, and Martha really, I personally believe, is skeptic about this. She is just borderline of possibly even being sassy towards the Lord. If you had been here, he had not died. If you had just showed up, you say, well, why do you think that? Well, let me just read on to you. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Watch this. She comes right back at him. Now this is Jesus that we're talking about. She comes right. Martha saith unto him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Now notice that. I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. There's no comma or nothing in that. You know what she does? She just spats off, man. She look in verse number 21. Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. There is commas in there. There is, and I'm no English major, and y'all all know that, but there is a pause there. But watch this in verse number 24. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She just throws her hand on her hip. Y'all men know what I'm talking about. And lashes out. Watch this. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whatsoever or whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Listen to Martha. She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which come into the world. If that's what your Bible read, you see me afterwards and we'll get you another one. Look at what Martha says. Look at what Martha says. Which, what's the next word? Should. Martha don't believe it's really him standing in front of her. She said, he should loved who? Jesus loved who? Help me, church. And who? And Mary is the one that normally we pull to in these verses and talk about. Mary's the one that is anointed his feet and washed his feet with her hair. Mary's the one that goes out to him and says the exact same thing. Mary was come, verse number 33, where Jesus was and saw him. She fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews weeping which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled and said, Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Jesus never wept in the midst of all the conversation with Martha, because Martha was up in his face going, Are you really God or not? If you had have been here, this would have happened, and this would have been here, and this would have done that. And Mary just falls at his feet and says, You're Lord. But who did Jesus recognize by name? In verse number 5, you say the words are not read. It's all inspired by God. And who did they choose to recognize in verse number 5? Well, the old crazy girl Martha. The one that in Luke chapter number 7 is cumbered about. And the Lord even says, Martha, Martha. If it was ever Jonathan, Jonathan, those blood's usually shed. He is getting her attention. Martha, Martha. He's showing just about frustration. He's human. Be angry and sin not. Jesus was not sinning if he was angry. He was sinning when he jab-slapped her. Are you with me? He was not sinning by being angry. There's no doubt, I really believe. He said, I am the resurrection. And she turns right around and says, which should come into the world. He turns around and prays that God and thanks God for it so that they would believe. But who does Jesus choose to mention? Martha. And when does he choose to mention her? Before any of this is ever said. He knew what Martha was going to say. He knew how Martha was going to doubt who he was. He knew how Martha was going to act. He knew that Martha was going to be cumbered about with much care. He knew that Martha was going to doubt if it was really him and if he really could raise him from the dead. But you know what? He still said, Martha, I sure do love you. Now, I don't know about anybody else tonight, but when I read that last night and I got a hold of that, I sure am glad that a God that knows everything that there is to know about me, he knows everything. Every time that I have messed up and every time that I will mess up. He knows every fault that I've ever made and every fault that I ever will make. He knows every time that I've not trusted him the way that I should and every time that I won't trust him the way that I should. He knows every time that I've not prayed the way that I should. He knows every time that I won't pray the way that I should. But he still loves me. He still cares about me. Even though he knows my past, even though he knows my future, even though he knows that I will mess up again, he still loves me. You say, why did he call Martha? Well, here's some Barkerology. I think he called Martha because he knew the biggest part of this room could sympathize with Martha better than we could Mary. And he said, hey, I just want you to know that I love you. Even though, you know what? I don't have trouble believing God can do it for you, but I have trouble believing God can do it for me. Are you with me? There was the statement that she made, but Christ still loved her. There was his sorrow. There was his supplication. He wept. There was his supplication. He prayed. But then I see this in closing. There was a supernatural occurrence that took place. A supernatural occurrence. Look in verse number 43. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Why did he say Lazarus? Because if he'd have said come forth, everybody that was ever dead would have got up. That's why. Look what he said. "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, "Loose him and let him go." Could you imagine that day? Y'all have seen those shows with mummies on them. Are you with me? They all wrapped up and they napkin over their face. And that's what he was. You study it out. You study manners and kind. He was wrapped up, man. And he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And here's what the Bible said. He that was dead came forth. Could you imagine standing outside of what we would know as a cave and rolling the rock back and the stench that was there? Said, "By now he stinketh." They didn't embalm him. "By now he stinketh." Could you imagine when they rolled that stone back and they saw Lazarus laying in there, and all of a sudden, that dummy set up. Now, when I say dummy, I'm thinking in my mind what a dummy looks like on TV. And I'm not talking about Otis either. All wrapped up in an Egyptian dummy. And Brother Tim, I don't know how he come out. I don't know if he hovered out. All I know is he came out. And they said this, "Loose him and let him go." You know what they done that day? They loosed him. And can you imagine? Can you imagine Martha? "Lord, I knew you could do it. I never doubted you, honey. I knew you. Hey, come back to the house. I'm going to make some tater cakes and pinto beans and cornbread. And we're going to sit around and eat because I knew you could do it." Let me tell you what I think Mary did. I think Mary just fell back at his feet. I think, I don't even know that she said it. I think she just fell. Now, I think Martha was. I think Martha was going 100 miles a minute. It's quite possible Martha run back to the house and fix something to eat. But could you imagine in her mind? Could you imagine in her mind when she saw it's really him? I don't think there was no more doubting. Come start playing softly. I don't think there was no more doubting. I don't think there was no more question. That's him. That's him. That's him. And you said, "Preacher, why did you say all of that?" I said all that to say this. Have you not seen God or saw God do the same thing in your life? There was a day that we were sick. There was a day that the sin of this world had sickened us. As a matter of fact, we was dead in trespassings of sin. We was dead in trespassings of sin. And you know what happened? Somebody along the way sent for Jesus for us. Somebody got a hold of God for a, thank God, and I've said this numerous times, thank God for a mom and daddy that got a hold of Jesus for me. Thank God for a mom and daddy that sent for Jesus for me. You know what? There was probably a lot of times that they thought that they was a setback and God was never going to hear their prayer. But you know what they kept doing? They kept praying. They kept trusting God. And there come a day that God said, "Jonathan, came forth, come forth." And you know what I did? July the 20th, 1994, I made my way to an altar and I asked God to forgive me of my sins. And he loosed me and let me go. There was a supernatural occurrence took place in my life that nobody else could have done. It took God to do what happened in my life. So if we know that God can do that, why do we still doubt Him some? If we know He can. We've saw Him do it in our life. I sat beside Miss Crystal today. Matter of fact, Leslie and I sat out on the ground outside the hospital with Miss Crystal today. And we started back up the road, and I looked at Miss Leslie, and a lot of you know her testimony. Not all of you do, but a lot of you know. I looked at Miss Leslie, and I said, I'm going to tell you something. And that girl is she's not a girl, she's a lady. She's the same age as I am. She's 43. I said, God done an absolute miracle in her life. I'm telling you, God done a miracle. He took her off of Skid Row and the hardest drugs in this country and changed her life, buddy. Changed her life. I said, God done a miracle in her life. We've saw God do it before. Why do we doubt that He can do it now? Because He can. He can. If I personally didn't get anything out of studying John 11, the first 44 verses, I got this. He loved Martha. He loved Martha. Even though Martha would doubt Him, even though Martha would question Him, He still loved her. He still loved her. He still loved her. And I want you to know something this evening. There's times that the devil will get up on your back and he'll try to bring up your past. He'll bring up that you're not serving God the way that you should. And you know what? Sometimes he may be right about some things. But you always remember that there's a God that loved Martha, and there's a God that loves you, and a God that'll help you. And you know what? She ends up serving Him. Boy, we can go to Luke 7 and see that. I know she was cumbered about. But you know what? You got to have those workers. You got to have those workers. May God help us to trust Him and realize that He's done it for others and He'll do it for us.